So do you work flexi time? Do you work overtime? Do you take work home? Do you respond to emails on your cell phone, work emails? You're working at home, 11 o'clock at night, and you're just catching up on your emails between 11 and midnight once you've got your family to bed and you've done the washing up, and just before you go to bed, you're just going to finish some work. Well, what are your rights when it comes to things like overtime? I see New York City has got a council member who's proposed new legislation which will effectively prohibit employers from requiring employees to respond to non-emergency emails, text, and other digital communications outside of regular working hours. This may or may not go anywhere, but it's a proposal from a New York City council member. Would you like to see that? Would you like to see some pressure on your boss not to waste your private time? Lots of questions do come from you regularly on your rights in terms of whether or not answering your mails at night constitutes some form of overtime. Fiona Le Pan is the director of the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Fiona, I mean, should employers be worried about this? Are South Africans overworked courtesy of the smartphone?
Well, that's an interesting question, given that the advent of this technological development has basically meant smartphones give you your office in your pocket, and when you go home, the office is moving with you. So how should employers be responding to that? In our legislation, particularly the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, there's a regulation on working hours which must take due cognizance of the health and safety of employees, and importantly, legislation which underpins that, and there must be due regard to family responsibilities of employees, their family time, their private time. There is, of course, a push by many employees to say, we want the flexibility at the workplace, but we actually want to take some of that work away and do it in our own time, and whether we do it at 11 o'clock at night or not is within the range of options we want in terms of the flexibility we need. We might not come to work before 11 o'clock the next morning because we're given latitude of that nature. And so the real challenge for employers is how do you meet the demands of more and more employees that are looking to have that level of flexibility? They don't want to have to commute and be stuck in traffic for 2 hours a day. They could work at home more profitably and clock into the office when they feel they need to and produce the goods. And therefore, you're not looking at time-based employment anymore, Mondays to Fridays, 8 to 5. You're looking at a results-based system where the employee delivers on the employer's objectives.
And that's lovely in the ideal world, and that flexibility is such a relief for so many of us who do prefer to work like that. But for people who feel huge pressure, to come under duress for not responding to emails late at night, do they have any rights at all?
Right. I think you might receive emails sent to you late at night with the notion that you'll respond to it the next day. But if you're in a work environment where that pressure becomes one where I've sent you that email at 10 o'clock at night, I expect the response immediately, and that becomes abusive, then it's quite a different issue. And we have legislation which protects employees in that situation. If that becomes a form of harassment, or by an overbearing boss and it becomes a workplace bullying tactic, that might be met with a complaint of unlawful behavior by the employer and a form of harassment. And, of course, the employee can take issue with that.
And, again, in the real world, that's very nice to have the words on a page, but in the real world, how many people actually are going to pick that fight with their boss? They're either going to succumb to the pressure and simply comply, however reluctantly, or they're going to quit once they've complained or not complained at all. Because once you pick that fight with your employer, well, that's what's the old saying? That's a novel way of handing in your resignation. Regardless of the rights and wrongs of the thing, there's subtleties in the workplace which legislation simply can't cover.
Well, interesting. More and more employees are becoming afraid with their rights and starting to exercise them. And a piece of legislation, the Protected Disclosures Act, gives some remedies, some relief to employees in that situation, because if they raise the fact that this is becoming abusive, this is endangering their health and safety, or it's amounting to some discriminatory practice, then if they raise that complaint with the employer, then they can be protected against an occupational detriment, and therefore there isn't any requirement for them to resign and walk away. they can actually meet it head on and say to the employee, you can't touch me. I'm entitled to make this complaint. It's a brave employee who does that.
It is.
But we're starting to see the emergence of the more activist type employees not going to sit back and say, I have to tolerate this. I want to take issue with it. It's my rights. Why should I resign and have to find other work in those circumstances in a job market which has been contracting?
Interesting points, Fiona Lepan. Thank you very much. Asked and answered, Director of the Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. Your question, essentially, what are your rights when it comes to answering your mails at night? The sort of intrusion in your private life that technology brings. It's the opportunity for flexibility. It's the opportunity for the gig economy. It's the opportunity to have a far more productive and wholesome life. But at some point, if you are, especially in a high-pressure environment where your colleagues are responding to the late-night email, where your colleagues are all doing the whole team. I mean, if you're part of this team, that's the way we work around here. Do you want that promotion? Oh, well, you're not really a team player. It's that kind of pressure which a lot of people are feeling.